The Reds and the Cubs getting downright wild at Wrigley on Thursday afternoon. The Blue Angels above Wrigley Field before the game. Those would not be the only things airborne before this one was all said and done. The Reds already have a 4-0 lead top two. It is Joey Votto digging in to face John Lester, 2-1 and 2 down.
Here it comes. Fly ball. Hit back into deep left field. Schwarber looking up, gone. 7-0. Opposite field, three-run bomb by Joey Votto, his 32nd of the year. And the Reds have batted around and have scored 7 runs off Lester here in the second.
This ball driven into left field. And into the basket she goes, and it's a 9-4 game.
Now Feldman. And this ball hammered high and deep to center, and that's gone. 9-5 ball game, and the Cubs are not laying down, and they have let the crowd right back in it. Now you're starting to hear a bit of crowd noise. Oh my goodness, that is way out of here. I mean, out of the ballpark. Fourth home run of the inning, fifth run of the inning, and it is a 9-6 game.
And the Cubby catcher hitting against the drawn in infield. That's hammered. That ball is by the diving Duvall all the way to the wall. Rizzo jogs in from third base. And almost unbelievably, the Cubs have come back from a 9-0 deficit to tie this game up.
Oh, doctor! Where in the world has this guy been all year? The young man out of Stanford. And I did not say Stanford. The number one pick, Irvin. His first big league hit, a home run last night. He has 3 hits and 4 knocked in today.
In the fourth inning, gave up 3. Swing and a miss. Went away. Clearly out of the strike zone.
2-2 to count. Oh, what a win for the Reds today. The third time in the history of the franchise, the Reds give up 6 home runs in a game and win.
The Reds salvage a split of the 4-game series as they take it 13-10. The Cubs lose a game despite hitting 6 home runs for the first time since 1979 when they fell to the Phillies 23-22. Despite just 78 games at the big league level, Ian Happ already has 3 career multi-homer games. Just as quickly as the Reds had built a 9-0 lead, that entire lead disappeared as the Cubs battle back to make it 9-9. But in the seventh, a 2-run shot by Philip Irvin put the Reds on top for good as they went on to earn a wild 13-10 win against the Cubs at Wrigley Field on Thursday. Here is Cincinnati skipper Brian Price.
You have a few of those a year, maybe not even a few, a couple a year where one team gets way ahead and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, it's tied or you've lost the lead, vice versa. And I think a lot of times that's a hard game to hold on to because you've lost so much momentum. And in this particular case, we're in Chicago, huge crowd, and they're into it. And they sense, you know, they taste blood in the water, sense blood in the water. And then they just steamroll you. You know, they end up scoring 18 and knock the stuffing out of you. And in this case, you know, we were able to hold the line a little bit and settle things down, and then Irvin hits the big homer to make it 11-9, and we're able to add those single runs that gave a nice cushion there for Iglesias to close it.
Philip Irvin, we talked about last night, you know, your first hit is a home run, which propelled your comeback last night. And then today, how big that home run was. It was a 9-9 game. The winds were out of your sails, and obviously huge.
Yeah, really a big situation. I think a lot of things happened that were very comparable in the sense that we both got into our bullpens really early, both teams did, and you really had to rely on length guys. I mean, Montgomery did a great job. And then, you know, they're coming in with Grimm and Rondon and guys like that that might be a little bit more fresh, and we kind of did the same thing. And fortunately, you know, we were, Phil was able to kind of take care of business. I think we had a walk and a homer, and then the add-on runs, but very similar. With the exception of they hit about 14 homers, and we didn't. But we ended up winning the ball game. Was the biggest thing.
We talked in Milwaukee a game that which you guys almost let slip away as well. And you talked about, man, that would have been a demoralizing loss. Same situation, obviously, today.
Yeah, exactly the same. The thing is that, you know, the difference to a certain degree is when you're playing in this park and the wind's blowing out, you know, anything can happen. So as much as we're up 9-0 going into the bottom of the second, when it became 9-1, Hap hits a homer to make it 9-1, you start going, you know, it's one of those days. These guys are putting the ball in play and they're lifting the ball and getting it up in the air. There's a chance for them to get back in this game in a hurry. And, you know, Scott was laboring. He scuffled that second time through the lineup. That was apparent. And, and then we had, hopefully, it's open to, you know, have Lorenzen come in there and try to bail us out. He just wasn't as good today. But you know what? Adelman came in. He gave up one run in one inning. And in this game, it made a difference. And Wandy and Iglesias and Storm with his scoreless inning. So we ended up doing a really nice job out of the bullpen that when it looked like the game might get away.
The Reds continue their road trip on Friday in Atlanta as they take on the Braves.